I want to give you a quick example, and then I come back to the cause of why women need men. And I've said over and over and over and over again that women need, they need their fathers when they're growing up. The wife needs the father, so the children need the father, be the light so they can see the right way to go. And when the father is not operating in the light of God, his father, then women can't see the right way to go. They make horrible decisions. They do bad things because they don't realize what they're doing. Look at the country right now. It's going to hell in a handbasket because the men are weak. The light is out. Right? And so the women are making horrible decisions. Here's a perfect example of that. This mothers are turning their kids into girls. And I see it a lot, especially in the black family. If you notice with black mothers, when they have little boys, they braid their hairs, they let the hair grow long and look like little girl. They literally make the boy look like a girl, even if he doesn't feel like one. Because the mothers can't help it. They are emotionally and mentally driven to do the wrong thing. They literally cannot help themselves. And this is why God created the order of God in Christ, Christ in man over woman, and woman over children, so that the woman can see the right way to go. She's the vice president. And so when the president, which is the father, the husband, is guiding her, she will be able to do the right thing because his light will shine through her, which is of God, right? Mothers are turning their kids into girls. This is from the Daily Wire. A woman by the name of Megan Fox defends letting her six-year-old son, wear dresses to school. It can't get any worse than this. Well, yes, it can. They can cut off body parts and replace them with women parts. This, I guess she's an actress. I don't know who she is, but actress Megan Fox defended her decision to let her six-year-old son, Noah, wear dresses to school. Here's the first soundbite of that.
Your son, Noah, is very much into fashion.
Yeah. He's really into fashion, and he's the one, like, sometimes he'll dress himself, and he likes to wear dresses sometimes, and I send him to a really liberal, like, hippie school, but even there, here in California, he still has little boys going, like, boys don't wear dresses really? Or boys don't wear pink, and so we're going through that now where I'm trying to teach him to be confident no matter what anyone else says.
Yeah.
Wow. Look, they're applauding. They're like, yeah. Oh, that's so nice. That's evil. She's taking a natural born boy. Only two genders, boy, girl, right? And she's deliberately trying to turn him into a girl. Instead of saying, no, you're not a girl, you're a boy. I'm sorry for imposing my will on you and making you angry and causing you to feel like a girl, but you're a boy. And the people there, oh, yeah, those women. No one telling her, no, you're wrong. And you can look at her. She looked hardcore, this woman, Megan. In this next soundbite, she reveals how her son deal with bullying.
He had stopped wearing dresses for a while. He just wore one 2 days ago to school. Whoa. And he came home, and I was like, how was it? Did any of the friends at school have anything to say? And he was like, well, all the boys laughed when I came in, but he's like, but I don't care. I love dresses too much.
Wow.
The ladies in the audience, the ladies on the panel, they all just clapping.
And she tried to act as though it was just so natural. It was just so natural. I know they're all sitting there applauding. I wonder what they're thinking, though, in their head. What a crazy woman. Would you like to be married to this one? And the other little boys, they know it's wrong at school, and they're telling the little boy, you're not a boy. I mean, you're not a girl. You're not supposed to wear a dress. Oh, I don't care, because his mother doesn't care. His mother is encouraging it.
She says she purposely sent her kid to a liberal hippie school.
Yeah, so he could be a girl.
And yet the liberal hippies still know it's wrong.
Yeah, that's a good point.
They still know it's not the right thing.
It's mind blowing. We have pictures of the boy and the mother in dresses.
Yeah, I put them up.
Wow. What a crazy woman. See what happened, guys, when you're not looking there. I told you, the male is hated. The male is hated because he is a son. He's the son of God. And the woman's spirit, which is of Satan, is working through her. And Satan hates the son of God because he hates God. So whatever he can do to erase the image of God, he will do it. And he's convincing these women that, you know what, let him be a girl. Oh, he is a girl. Look at that. I don't know how to, she must not be married.
It's her husband right here, look.
She got a husband?
Right there in the middle.
Oh, my beta. Beta male. She is married.
He got the pouch on it.
Nikki, what a girl. Well, she done turned her husband into a girl. Well, his mother did it. And he's married to his mother. And he's a real girl now. Wow. So, oh, the husband's name is Brian. Brian, her husband is fine with it as well. Here's Brian.
My son's wearing a wig. It's all like,
you know what?
Stupid
so, can
stuff.
I address that?
Yeah.
Because that was one other big topic a lot of people talk about with Noah wearing dresses, which I think is cool that you.
Right.
You know, I guess I don't understand the big deal of it.
So, my son, you know, he's 4. And I've heard from some people that they don't agree.
Yeah.
They don't agree with him wearing dresses. To them, I say, you know, I don't care.
Wow.
He's 4, and if he wants to wear it, then he wears it.
My eyebrows.
Happy wife, happy life.
See there? He looked just a beta, too.
Yeah, he's trying to please mama. He's a boy with mama, happy wife. Happy life. He's not happy. Believe me.
And he looked just as silly after he said it.
Yeah.
Like, oh, shoot. Like, he lost his soul or something.
Amazing. Beta male! Beta! Brian is a beta male to the core. I wonder what his mother was like, because the woman he's with, she's a whoopersnapper. Poor Brian. And he doesn't care. Just let her be a boy or a girl. Men, it's a spiritual thing. It's a warfare between good and evil. It's your role to come back to your natural state of being so that you can lead your wife and children in the right way to go. You can lead the world in the right way to go. It's not normal for men to be weak. It's not normal for men to feel like a woman and be afraid of women or of anything, really. And it's not like macho courage. It's not, courage is not something you can feel. You don't feel brave. It's just that, you know, you don't feel afraid. Courage has no feeling. Courage is just doing without hating, without being angry. That's awful. Isn't that awful?
That's beta.
That's beta.
All the way beta. That's like full-blown beta.
I'm telling you. And that woman, who would marry a woman like that woman? Megan Fox. I wouldn't marry that woman if my life depended on it. If I had a choice between dying and Megan, I'll choose death. Because you're dead anyway. That man is not alive. His eyes are open, but he's not alive. He's breathing, but he's not alive. Happy wife, happy life. He doesn't have a happy wife, and he doesn't have a happy life. Can you imagine being a father and walking around with your son, for your son, in a dress? It's like putting a dress on an animal. Don't you see, like, so many people dress up their dolls like they're human beings or something?
And they look just uncomfortable.
They look silly because they know they know you're not really thinking this dog is cute in a dress. and then when you go, you got your dog in clothes.
Right.
When somebody go, oh.
Right.
You know they're not really agreeing with it.
Right.
Are you telling me that this woman, Megan Fox, is considered a sex symbol?
She was one of the most beautiful women, known for being the most beautiful actresses in all Hollywood.
What?
She was like the go-to woman.
What?
Posters on all the boys' walls.
According to Wikipedia?
According to everybody knew that.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Well, something happened along the road.
That's why he got with her. You know, she fine.
Something happened along the yellow brick road. He must have got pee-whooped.
Right.
He did, huh?
And that had to have been. He married a superstar.
No wonder he's beta. He got mama. Amazing. Uh-huh. What a messed up. I told you the world is the Old Testament. The new world is hidden inside. The kingdom of heaven is inside. The New Testament. He's been an actor since 1985. That was before she was born. And yet, she is a bigger star than him. Well, he's a laughing stock right now. Believe me. And those two guys, they're sitting there chatting about it like it's just normal. Like little girls. It's just normal. Oh, your boy wear a dress. I don't care. Long as happy wife, happy life. A spiritual battle, folks. This would not have happened in the good old days when boys were boys and men were men. And the men were leading the way. Men don't say okay to this kind of stuff. Not real men. Beta males.